This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by two very special guests, the Consul General for the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago in New York, Mr. Andre Laveau, and Caribbean journalist and published author, Trevor Millett. Welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you all here today.
Thank you.
So you're very welcome. We're talking about sports, Caribbean sports, representatives from Trinidad and Tobago who won the bronze gold medal in the 1964 Olympics. Mm-hmm. And recently you all had a celebration honoring those four gentlemen. So let's talk about that.
Yes. Thank you once again, Pearl, for having us here. This is an opportunity we cherish because we are engaged in a most peculiar commemoration. Mm-hmm. These gentlemen of whom we speak, Ken Bernard, Wendell Motley, Edwin Roberts, and Edwin Skinner, have done a tremendous feat. They've accomplished a tremendous feat, not only by their bronze medal won in the Tokyo Olympics, but by their continued contribution to the sport, to life in various endeavors, and national life on the whole. And we feel that this is, as you once said, a great human interest story, because it's not often that you find that teams come together, mm-hmm. and they remain together for 57, 58 years, and they continue to exhibit the kind of national characteristics that we like to boast about. Mm-hmm. But if I could go back to the 1964 games, their achievement is one of really colossal proportions when you think of it. They placed third behind the U.S. and Great Britain in the 4x400 men's relay race.
And these are super nations.
Yes, these are super nations. And this is 1964, mm-hmm. where smaller countries still were not getting the exposure to modern training methods and competition and coaching that those great nations were getting. So for them, first of all, for us to produce four quarter-milers that can hold their own at the Olympics was a tremendous achievement. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to do even today, okay? Quarter-milers are not aplenty, okay? But we produced four, and in fact, there was a reserve. And we held our own. In fact, that bronze was almost a silver, were it not for a mishap on the track that pushed one of the runners, Wendell Motley, off of his stride, and he had to work extra to make up the stagger and eventually finished a very creditable bronze. And this, Pearl, was the first medal on the track by a sovereign Caribbean country. It was the first medal, I believe, in the sprints by any sovereign country, any newly independent country anywhere throughout mm-hmm. the Commonwealth and so on. So it is an achievement that we are really very proud of. And the fact that these gentlemen went on to contribute so handsomely, one of them reached the higher reaches of government in Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Motley. Others have continued to make sterling contributions in track and field, discipling many young people. And we're extremely proud of them. And we feel that they are a very peculiar story.
So, Mr. Millett?
For me, The listening to Andre and discovering some of the background to their accomplishment. The key thing for me is the inspiration, the example they provide for young people in Trinidad and Tobago, not only athletes, but people in general, to face tremendous odds and yet be overcomers. So that is an important characteristic that we need to develop as part of our national identity. You know, that strength needs to be emphasized and encouraged.
You recently had a celebration of those gentlemen, and they look very vibrant. They look like they could do a little bit of running. It was very good to see them, together, and they were, still active and very much aware and everything. That was very good.
Yes. They all, by God's grace, they're doing quite well. And in fact, in a way, I'm trying to chase Edwin Robert. He's in Philadelphia, and he tells me he cycles 16 miles a day.
Wow.
Okay, and I told him I don't do half of that.
I can't even get on the bike.
Yeah, they really have kept well. So that's why, Trevor was sure to make mention of the wives, in keeping the husbands fit, and well-fed and so on.
So what's the next step? What's going to be happening with those gentlemen? What are the plans to continue to honor them? What's happening?
Yeah, thanks for asking.
I would think that the intention is to make this kind of celebration cyclical because they were at risk of falling into obscurity. And we took the decision to revive memories of what they accomplished.
Yes.
And so just a single commemoration is not enough. We need to constantly remind people of what they were able to achieve for independent Trinidad and Tobago, which had only become independent 2 years before that.
That's right.
And so it is critical as part of the decolonization process, where we develop self-reliance, where we develop self-confidence, national self-confidence. So those characteristics need to be cultured, need to be nurtured, and they provide a prime example of how to do that. They've kept themselves well after all these years, and that is a shining example to how to keep the nation shining as well, as an entity that provides an example to small states in a world of giants, how to survive and how to thrive.
So I know that we're going to be featuring them in our publication, Caribbean American Weekly, and at the recent event, you played a video of the winning race. Is there a website where persons can go to see that video, read about them, and get to know a little bit more about their story individually and collectively?
I am not sure. I have done a bit of searching myself, and it's interesting. For starters, the race couldn't be found on YouTube. Ed Skinner, one of the gentlemen who ran a leg, he provided it to me.
Okay.
Their story, interestingly, it's not widely published on the internet. I don't think anyone has actually put it together with the kind of gravitas that it deserves. There's mention of it that was in certain places, but I don't think there's much mention. And the photos are hard to come by as well of the race and so on.
I was going to just add to what Consul General Laveau is saying, is that when we decided to commemorate their accomplishment, we thought about the necessity to have a site, an online point of access where people could see, read, and discover the remarkable accomplishments of these four sprinters. So I don't think we've abandoned that idea completely, but we have to deal with the logistics in setting that up. But that is something in our mind.
Okay, so let me put on record that Caribbean American Weekly, proud of all our Caribbean heroes, going to allocate a space on our website for you to have that presence, okay?
Well, thank you.
That's highly appreciated.
You're very welcome. So it's on record.
Thank you very much.
All right. So thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming and sharing this information on these remarkable gentlemen. We appreciate their accomplishment, and we are very proud of them. Caribbean proud. Hashtag Caribbean proud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Pearl, I must take the opportunity to, first of all, I'd like to say happy independence to Jamaica, our sister state.
Yes.
Okay, and congratulations
to
Jamaica.
They had tremendous success in the Olympics.
Yes, they're representing themselves as well as the Caribbean in a most outstanding manner.
Yes,
and,
very, very
And, Trinis, Caribbean people all over, everywhere, I'm sure were rooting and were overjoyed when we saw that 1-2-3 in the women's. Okay, and hopefully the men will match them again. But I'd like to congratulate all Caribbean athletes on their performances during this Olympics. Mm-hmm. And we, in fact, I'm sure, like everywhere else, but the Caribbean in particular, had challenges of, I suppose, of a different kind with respect to the pandemic and how it affected our training.
Mm-hmm.
And Trinidad and Tobago in particular, we had our spike just at the wrong time. Okay, and that severely affected our preparation. We left the Olympics with that sense of feeling a bit unfortunate that we couldn't perform to the right level because of the lack of preparation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have Paris in 2024.
Yes,
so let's look forward to that.
We do look forward to it.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.